Meanwhile, the few dozen clients of a California tax lawyer named Ed Rivera will not pay a cent of federal income tax. The Justice Department estimates that Rivera's clients owe millions of dollars to the U.S. Treasury in back taxes. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports Rivera is just one of dozens of tax advisors the Justice Department is going after.
If it's hard to imagine falling for such unconventional tax advice, step inside Ed Rivera's world. One window, his website, features a photo of himself, very tanned, wearing shorts, a tight t-shirt, sporting a wide smile. His site promotes an asset protection plan aimed at shielding customers from the IRS. And when Rivera explains this service, the self-described libertarian sounds more like an activist than an accountant.
You know, in a free society, all taxation has to be voluntary.
Rivera claims only federal employees are required by law to pay income taxes. He likes to talk to his clients about an 1895 Supreme Court decision that struck down a federal income tax. He disregards the Constitution's 16th Amendment, which overturned that decision. Justice Department lawyers say he's using these views to perpetuate serious tax fraud. They're suing to stop him, but for the moment, Rivera shrugs off the suit.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to stop me from telling people just what taxation really is.
Rivera is not alone. The Justice Department has announced suits against 11 alleged tax scam promoters this month. Some of the schemes are politically motivated, such as a Montezuma, Georgia group that is advising clients to take deductions as a form of slave reparations. Others promote more subtle forms of tax fraud. For instance, the Department of Justice is after two Utah CPAs who've advised their clients to place homes and other assets into trusts in order to drastically cut their tax bills. Eileen O'Connor is the Assistant Attorney General for the Justice Department's Tax Division.
It's important to go after the tax scam promoters because they are encouraging people to break the law and encouraging people to believe that they can get away with it.
And many have, for years. In order to crack down on tax scams, the Justice Department works through the court system, where it can take years to convict defrauders. Jay Adkison, a financial planner in Southern California, runs a well-known website intended to expose tax fraud promoters. The site details the latest scams that are luring taxpayers.
Do they fall for them? They fall for them all the time, unfortunately.
In fact, last year, the federal government estimated that about 740,000 taxpayers used abusive tax schemes in the year 2000. Atkinson's advice for anyone who thinks they may have been duped this year? See a criminal attorney who specializes in tax law.
Because they need to come into compliance quickly before the IRS catches them. If the IRS catches them first, there could be criminal sanctions, even if they've been scammed.
Atkinson adds, make sure the tax attorney is licensed and reputable. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
According to the Census Bureau, approximately 131 million tax returns will be filed this year, far too many of them at the very last minute. Carlos Perozo is the district manager for H&R Block in the Washington, D.C. area.
This tax season, for some reason, people let it go, and now they're running. We have been open until midnight since Sunday. 8 a.m. in the morning until 12, make the math. 16 hours a day is, people are tired. We have more than 300 people working for H&R Block in this area, and they are coming in and out to the point that the office leaders are bringing lunch for them because they don't have time to get 20 minutes out to get some lunch. Today is the last day, and by tomorrow, 250 of my employees are on vacations.
Carlos Perozo is the district manager for H&R Block in the Washington, D.C. area and a man in desperate need of a vacation.